podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Halfway home on an absolutely exhausting Monday morning for Padre fans out there, certainly. Benham Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Got Benny back in studio. Good to have him home from Henderson, Nevada. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. And, of course, the aforementioned Benjamin Higgins. Back from vacation, freshly tanned, freshly chapped lips, very, very chapped lips, windy.
Windy and dry.
Let me ask you a question. Does chapstick work?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Maybe if you put it on before your lips get chapped, but after it's done, it's done.
You're done. You just got to
wear it. I actually don't have mine. I think it absolutely works.
I feel like it's a placebo, Paulie.
Wow.
It feels good when you put it on, but I don't. Like, oh, I can feel the healing. I don't know. I feel like once your lips are chapped, you're toast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, we go out to Arizona, throw on some Aquaphor.
Do you?
Lip balm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I try to hydrate extra before Arizona. Never helps.
I tried so far. I had electrolyte water. I had vitamin water. I would drink like half a dozen of those a day and more. And you just can't stay hydrated.
So Jacob says chapstick does in fact help chap lips. Gas station says chapstick is a scam to keep your lips more chapped and create the feedback loop. Chapstick is a preventative measure. So do you have to load it up? You have to load up your lips before you go play
Perhaps.
Golf.
All right, that was my mistake. I didn't do it until after I felt the lips getting chapped.
And Gonzo said that's what Big Lip Balm wants you to think. That's exactly right. I don't trust anybody. CarMax is mentioned in the chat. I hate CarMax. I don't like the way it tastes.
I'm a big Burt's Bees guy.
Burt's Bees tastes fantastic. I'll eat the stick right out of the thing. I love it. It tastes great. But I just feel like it doesn't work, man. Yeah, of course. Like that's what I'm saying. Jacob says you feel a little chap, put a little chapstick on. Yes, but it feels like it's a placebo. It just helps for a second. 1 second, I'm like, ooh, I feel relief. Now, have you been loading up your lips during the show? Because those are white. They look like crackhead lips. Yeah.
No,
to be honest with you,
I did
right
it this
now.
Morning.
You were glistening when you came in.
I don't carry it. It's just in my bathroom. Yeah, I don't carry.
Never?
No, I don't carry chapstick with me.
I might have some floating around my bag. You want to use my chapstick?
Not really.
I didn't think so. You can put your finger on it, and it won't bother me.
How would that be any different than putting my lips on it?
That's a good question.
Really wouldn't.
You want me to cut the top layer off?
There
like
we go.
Al Pastor? Okay.
Shave the top
shave
layer
it
off.
And then you can then use it, and then I'll shave it again. Whatever you want.
Because otherwise, we've essentially kissed by proxy.
Which is fine. Today is actually Kiss Your Mate Day.
You're not my mate. Stop.
We're
no,
mates.
No,
I'll
we're not
you.
Mates. Cheers, mates.
Cheers, mates.
Now, if you were going to give me some blueberry pie,
ooh, blueberry
it's
pie,
national blueberry pie. Pie, I would take that.
Any day is a good day for pie.
Blueberry pancake. I might have some. I'll poke around my bag. I've got all kinds of stuff floating in there. You'd be surprised. We promised you guys we would play because there's actually somebody in the chat, Bill, who apparently lives in a cave and did not see or hear. About this Shedeur Sanders prank call. It was, he's waiting.
So, before we play the audio, the setup here is that Shedeur Sanders actually got like a new phone with a new number.
I think
just
all draft picks
all
do.
The top draft picks do. I hadn't known this until this year.
Same.
But instead of giving out their personal number to every single GM and personnel guy around the league, you know, to make that call, they just get a number set up for the draft in particular. It's just, you know, a phone they use for a few days. This is the number we will call you on if we draft you. So
yeah.
This is a
it
phone.
Only circulates in NFL personnel.
Yeah. None of Shedeur's friends or anyone has this number. It is simply for NFL use, which means anyone who calls that number likely is part of the NFL family somehow, which is why the call was so bizarre. This happened.
It's also why this doesn't happen every year.
Right. This was Friday. Yeah. I mean, you know, then you'd have a bunch of, you know, yahoos from high school who have your number who are like, oh, yeah, I just got you. No, I'm not really calling to draft you. So that's why they have a special number for just the draft. So on Saturday or Friday during the second round, Shedeur's, you know, the bat phone rings. So this must be someone calling from the NFL. It likely means this is the moment. I'm about to be drafted. And here's what it sounded like.
Hey, is this Shedeur? Hey, this is Mickey Loomis here, the the GM of the New Orleans Saints. How you doing? This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man. We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Okay, this thing doesn't do nothing to you.
Hey, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. Sorry about that.
All right, let's break it down. So, rate, take emotion out of it. Take human beings out of it. A plus.
Hey, is this Shadir?
A plus prank. Yes?
In terms of concept?
Yes.
If, you know, this is...
it's an A plus...
If this is Jackass or something.
Yes,
sure. I understand what you're saying.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
Execution,
first of all,
C plus?
He sounds nothing like a middle-aged general manager. That sounds like a 22-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds exactly like what it turned out to be.
Now, hang on. Everyone getting mad at me in the chat. I said, for the first part, grade the prank. A plus prank.
Yeah.
Idea, the concept is an A plus.
Yeah, we now, have. It's been a long wait, man.
It's a great idea when you say, wouldn't it be funny to do this? And you go, yes.
The timing.
But then to actually do it.
The timing of it is the worst thing ever.
It's horrible.
The meanness is off the charts, right? You had to let me finish. That prank sucked for that kid in that moment. It really, really sucked. I would hate it. Now, I think there would be a part of me that would laugh after. After it's over and I did get taken and I knew where I was going, and he is going, where the hell is he going? He's going
Cleveland.
To the Browns.
Yeah.
He of the five quarterbacks.
If someone really called like 2 minutes later and said, all right, this is the real one and you're going, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. The fact that he had to wait another three rounds and another entire day before he was selected just makes it even worse.
Oh, it makes it even worse. So I did feel terrible for him. Now, here's the other thing we've talked about at length on this program. When you do that prank and then you post it on social media, this generation and posting their crimes, as it were, I use that term loosely, is a real thing. They do it all the time. Here's me beating up a guy. Here's me doing this. And you get the clout from it. And you got what you wanted. And then, of course, people are like, well, who did this? How did we figure this out?
So the perpetrator, as was revealed yesterday, was 21-year-old Jax Ulbrich, who is the son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. Now, you're thinking, oh, does he work for the organization? Is he some sort of assistant? No. He was simply at his parents' house and saw his dad's iPad, which was open,
allegedly,
that had the number for Shadur Sanders. So he thought, I'll write it down, this idea, and I'm going
to
pull
friend.
It off.
Give it to my buddies.
Yeah, and then they actually did it. And yesterday,
the internet's pretty good at finding anything out. Like, if it was just the kid in the Ole Miss shirt that was on video making the call, you probably could have done some deep diving and said, all right, well, this guy's son also goes to Ole Miss. They probably would have figured it out. But for the kid who didn't make the call but found the number and gave it to his friend to just be sitting in the background of the video, I'm like, you're a moron.
Was he back there?
Yeah, he's in the video.
Oh, he's in the video. I didn't know
he's
that.
He's laughing. He's sitting there on the couch, man, next to the guy on the phone.
All right, so and then once it came out who it was, is he the defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Or he's a defensive
Falcons defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator, his son.
So he gets the number. And I thought to myself, when it comes out that my kid went to my iPad and took this kid's number and gave it to his buddies and participated in this prank, I can't imagine the firestorm that went on in the Ulbrich household. I would have lost my mind at my children. Yeah. Lost my mind. You're messing with dad's gig now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you know what your father is going to have to deal with at work this week? Do you have any idea how much trouble he's going to be in because of what you did? It's the mom that really you would worry about.
No, it's
screaming.
The dad.
It's dad.
No, it's the
it's
dad.
Definitely dad.
It's the dad. In my house, it's the dad. Bro, I thought Bo was sitting next to me. I explained the whole story to him, and I was like, do you know? I go, it's like, it's so dire. He could have lost his gig. I mean, you're leaving, like, hey, man, can we trust you to keep our proprietary information safe? It's all of that. It's all of that.
I mean, if you're the dad, though, and you're just at home and no one's there other than your family, you don't feel like that's a security risk. Like, you have to lock everything up because my 21-year-old happens to be here? I wouldn't have...
Pretty much.
I wouldn't certainly think of that, that would even be a possibility that that would happen.
I think you got to be more careful with your stuff. Where's your Lakers ring now? Did you move it?
I'm not telling now.
Exactly.
That's, again, not telling.
Why?
Should there be any disciplinary action?
To the
dad?
No.
He got
his ass chewed, and the kid apologized. He wrote a statement. He apologized. He called Shador.
I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. Ahlberg posted on Instagram. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life. I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier today. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Andy just summed it up.
Sorry
for
he
me.
Got caught, by the way.
Andy summed it up and said, imagine your kids pranking Manny or AJ. I've got AJ Preller's phone number in my phone. Bo goes into my phone, gets AJ Preller's number, and him and his buddies start pranking AJ Preller. See you later, buddy. You're going, like, I'm throwing you in the version of Rikers Island that I can find. You're going to military school, pal. Like, you're done. It's egregious, man. And, you know, I guess you're right. Like, I just leave my phone. Bo gets my code, puts it in. Oh, hey, I got AJ Preller's phone number here. Let's prank him. You're a dead man. You're toast. It's unacceptable. I don't think he should have gotten fired or anything like that. But boy, that conversation, that was not a comfortable Saturday or Sunday in their household. So that's the prank. It was really mean spirited prank. It's tough. And, you know, only time will tell with what happens with Shador Sanders in the NFL. Will he stay with Cleveland? They drafted a quarterback ahead of him.
Dylan Gabriel. In the third round.
Yep.
They already have Joe Flacco.
Yep.
And, who's the other quarterback on the roster? Kenny Pickett.
Deshaun Watson.
Kenny Pickett still
and
on the
Deshaun
payroll.
Watson. I'm not
Kenny
counting
Pickett.
Him. And there was still talk that they might go out and like trade for Kirk Cousins. Like it's not out of the question they could add an even more proven veteran to the mix. So, I mean, does Shador Sanders even see the field this year? Does he end up the starter by week three? I think everything is in play.
Yeah, it's on the table
right now for Shador Sanders. You know, it's going to, if he plays well. Certainly an organization that can't say, hey, we are set at quarterback. You've got no chance. No, you got a chance with the Cleveland Browns organization. You absolutely have a chance.
Even with five guys in there. Yeah. And maybe six eventually. Maybe they will pull off a trade. Maybe somebody else's quarterback will get hurt. I mean, yeah, it is. It's crazy. It was a crazy, crazy prank. And again, to post it on social media, it's like this was never going to go well for you. It was never going to go well for
you. But is it satisfying if it's just for you and your friend and no one else?
No, because you have to tell everybody about it.
You don't get any of the credit.
You don't get any of the clout.
Nobody knows about it. It's not funny.
That's right.
Can you do something awesome and then never tell anybody the rest of your life?
It's a good question. It's a really good question.
Or something horrible.
Or something horrible. Yeah, I think that's more the norm, doing something horrible and never telling anybody. But a prank like that at 21 years old? You're telling everybody, hey, man, look what I did today. And then it gets out. So, yeah, it is. Time's up. Good point here. When you have four quarterbacks, you have zero quarterbacks. That's a really good point. That's an old adage, and I hadn't heard that in a while, and you are 1,000% right.
Talking about a prank, but on the opposite end of the spectrum, doing something good. I'll never forget, I saw there was a guy I went to high school with. He's kind of an interesting character, and he would always do things that seemed really well intended. Go out on Thanksgiving night and pass out meals to people downtown. But he had to post videos and pictures of him handing out the sandwiches.
Yeah.
And somebody, I don't know if I read it or somebody said it, but they just said, when you want to do something great, that's good. That's for them. Once you decide to post it on social media, now it's for you.
Yeah, for
that's,
sure.
And that hit home so strongly.
But conversely, too, though, there is... The way out of that is, oh, no, I'm trying to bring awareness to the people that, you know, if I can do a nice gesture, you should do a nice gesture
sure,
as well.
Sure, you promote it and you, you know, pay it forward sort of thing. Yeah. But, I mean, if it weren't for the late, great Bryce Miller, We would have never known about Peter Seidler's midnight walks,
yeah.
You know, buying
good point.
Sandwiches for homeless people.
He wasn't taking selfies.
He didn't promote it. He did not post it anywhere. He did not talk about it at all.
And Jacob Nails, he says, most people do neither. And that's exactly right. I mean, I'd rather
imagine seeing somebody you know post on Instagram. You're scrolling Instagram and you see, and they're like smiling in the camera as they're handing out sandwiches or something. You're like, that feels kind of dirty.
It does.
I don't like that.
I've seen it a ton, man. I've seen it a ton. But now, better that than to do nothing, for sure.
This hour of Bennett Woods brought to you by Frozen Rope San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th. Save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. We got some giveaways in the second half of the program, including Padres tickets for tomorrow's game, Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead night at Petco Park. Up next, though, your chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. I was just there. It was actually pretty fun. You just have to take on Woods in our 5-question musical trivia challenge. If you'd like to be our contestant, call in now, 833-288-0973.
We'll play our game coming up next. To host it. It's not fun.
Did I go? What happened?
We got through it.
Played? I left you in some categories, musical categories.
It's not easy to direct the show, pull up the songs, keep score. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad you're back, too. And we were just talking about this, Ben. Is that move that 21-year-old kid made over the weekend to Shedeur Sanders, is that enough to take him out of your will? Or your trust?
No. I think he'll find a way to forgive his child.
He will.
As long as he learns his lesson and doesn't do it again.
But, listen.
You can always threaten, though.
You can. I'm going to go to trustandwill.com and remove you.
Make some changes.
Make some changes. No, Benny and I both did this over the holidays. Go to trustandwill.com today. Get your trust and will set up ASAP. The trust is going to keep your family out of probate court, which is not something you want for your family ever. It's very expensive. It's lengthy. We've got tier ones that are currently mired in it right now. Trustandwill.com, Ben. You can absolutely do this. It only takes about 30 minutes.
And when you use the code FAN at checkout, FAN, you will get 20% off your estate documents and free shipping right to your home. So you'll have it. You hopefully don't need it for a long time, but you will have it and that peace of mind that comes with setting up a plan for your family, your loved ones, by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com. Take on Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Sorry about your seals. Your public address career officially over.
Yeah, it is.
After Friday night's playoff loss, 5-4.
Five?
Lowest scoring NLL playoff game in history.
So proud of the guys. I mean, imagine giving up 5 goals and losing. Like, shut them out in the second half.
It's like losing a 1-0 baseball game.
That's exactly right, man. It was an unbelievable run for me. And again, thank you to them. I'm looking forward to helping them find their next PA announcer. I think it will add maybe potentially a couple years to my life to not do it, because it was taxing. And but yeah, the season did end. We would have been back here for another game on Friday, but that is not the case.
All right, well, we will talk other local sports, including our soccer teams coming up. Right now, though, it is time to play a little Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. Paulie, thank you for filling in the host chair for a couple of days.
Was not fun.
Get back to the normal host. And we got David as our category today. Good morning, or contestant today. Even I'm a little rusty. Good morning, category David. How are you?
Even.
Hey, all right. So here's what you're playing for. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our April grand prize, 2 tickets in Las Vegas to see either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in concert, plus a 2-night stay at the MGM Grand and a $150 gift card. Get your tickets for all 3 shows now at Ticketmaster.com. And now, here are your categories, contestant David. We've got duets, old and new-ish. It's an all 2-second song category featuring duets. The End of Me, 5 song titles that end with the word me. And this one's a gimme. That's an all 2-second song edition with 5 song titles that include the word gimme. So, duets old and new-ish, The End of Me, or this one's a gimme. David, what do you want to play?
Let's do Gimme.
This one's a Gimme. All right, new category. Yeah. Again, all two-second songs. We've had a bunch of these lately. And this one, the word Gimme, is actually the first word in all five song titles. That should give you a big advantage over Woods if you can come up with a few of these in your head to begin with. So let's put 60 seconds on the clock. You need to give me both the title and the artist to score the point in all five of these. And again, the category is This One's a Gimme. So, David, are you ready to play?
Ready.
Paul, you good? All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, David. Let's take on Woods.
Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones.
Correct. Song number two.
Gimme Three Steps, Leonard Skinner.
Correct. Song number three.
Pass.
Song number four.
Gimme Some Love and Spencer Davis Group.
Correct. Song number five.
Back to the
all right,
third one.
Song number three.
Pass.
All right, go to song number five again.
I don't have it.
All right, well, you got three correct. It's actually Gimme All Your Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group.
I
switched them. I'll give it to you. It's actually Gimme Some Lovin' by ZZ Top was the fifth one. And then Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight by ABBA was the other one. But you did get three, and I think that could be good enough in a tough category here. To at least get a tie against Woods. Let's bring him in and reset everything with the same five songs and the same category. All right, David's in.
All right, this is beat me, man.
This is another all two-second song category.
Another one.
Another
Jesus
one.
God, yeah. It's like three in a row.
Well, I figured that would be easier for Paul if he just had the music. I don't know if I was right about that, but at least I tried for him. But this is another one. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. David's score is locked in. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on David.
Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones.
Correct. Song number two.
Gimme Three Steps.
By
Leonard Skinner.
Correct. Song number three.
Pass.
Song number four.
Gimme Some Love. Gimme Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group.
Correct. Song number five.
Gimme All Your Lovin' ZZ Top.
All right. Song number three again.
Gimme That Taint by Dawkins.
It's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme by ABBA. So here's the interesting
thing. This is interesting.
You actually, because David did the same thing, and we gave him credit, because he said, Gimme Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group. It's Gimme All Your Lovin'. Oh, no. That is right the other
give
way
me
around.
Some Lovin'.
Gimme Some Lovin' by ZZ Top. Gimme Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group.
Gimme All Your Lovin' by ZZ Top.
I switched those around. That's why I was confused. You won 4-3.
Oh, thank God.
You won 4-3.
No, is there going to be any consternation?
No, we're good. I gave him as much as I could give him, but you actually did win it 4-3.
All right.
So, congratulations. David, thank you for playing. The category, of course, this one's a Gimme, with all five song titles beginning with the word Gimme. Yeah, I just switched the two artists on the last two when I wrote it down, but you got it right. You did well, Woods.
Thank you.
David did well also, but no winner today. We will try again tomorrow. When we come back, though, we will talk with our Bennett Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. How worried should we be about the San Diego Padres and the 7-9 swoon over the last week and a half? That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, guys, if your monthly bills are keeping you up at night, if you're worried about your finances in these, well, pretty crazy times, like most people, you've racked up sizable amounts of debt on your credit cards. The monthly payment is not even making a dent. It's time to call Loan Pronto. If you own a home, you've got a super easy way to get tens or even hundreds of thousands in cash out of your home's equity. Loan Pronto has lots of options for helping you tap into the equity in your home, get the cash you need to get back on solid footing. Most homeowners who do this end up wiping out their credit card debt, cutting their monthly expenses by about $1,000. You didn't mean to end up in this position. It happens to the best of us. You don't have to keep stressing about money. If you do own a home, call Loan Pronto for fast debt relief now. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. 619-207-4336. It's loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Yeah, what does Dennis Lynn think is fair to worry about, and what are we panicking about needlessly as a Padres fan base? If you listen to Mike Schilt, he says, we are not worried.
Yeah, that's the only message a skipper can have, I think, in my opinion.
And in, well, but I mean, in most cases, I mean, every case, teams will go through struggles at various points in the season.
Yeah, we knew, we said it. There's going to be low points, certainly.
Is that what this is? Is this simply just a... an inevitable struggle for a good team, or are there actual signs of like longer term issues? We will find out from Dennis Lynn right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, I think the first question I need to ask of Dennis Lynn from The Athletic is, were you ready to jump in and perform the Heimlich maneuver after the game yesterday, if necessary, to save Mike Schilt's life?
Holy cow.
I remember taking CPR for like a lifeguard class in high school. That was the last time I was prepared to, on paper, save someone's life. So I was not prepared, but I did feel a little bit of concern because, yeah, he was coughing for, it seemed like, a minute straight. It was probably only like 10 seconds.
Did you write it down as a good reporter did in your notes? Cough, cough, cough. I mean, what does that look like?
Cough, 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 cough.
No, as a bad reporter, I did not even have a pen on me. I had my notebook. I didn't have a pen. But, yeah, it was a little worrisome there for a little bit. But thankfully, he was okay.
Well, also worrisome, Dennis, is the Padres' offensive output at home. We've talked at length, right, this morning on this show and with you even. There is no cavalry coming, right? Other than the guys coming back that are injured. And they're big guys. They're big names. But, you know, there is no body in the minor leagues really to call up. Camposano potentially, you know, maybe the sixth time is the charm for Luis Camposano. Maybe not. But right now, do you get the sense at all that AJ has to be exploring what potentially is out there that you could get, and how much money, right? Like, he has to be exploring other options than Yuli Gurriel and guys of that ilk right now.
Oh, you know, yes. It's just a matter of, like, what tier he's looking at. You know, about a year ago this time, I think even earlier, they signed Donovan Solano to a minor league deal. They later picked up David Peralta. Obviously, those two guys ended up being very good additions, especially for the bench. They traded for Luis Arraez around this time. At the same time, right now, they don't have the depth in the minor league system that they had a year ago to trade from. It's always kind of hit and miss with the waiver wire and, you know, claiming guys who are, you know, discarded from other teams. So I don't know how much you can bank on AJ finding another Donovan Solano and or David Peralta. That being said, they're guys who are still unsigned. I know they showed interest in Anthony Rizzo over the offseason. He's a guy who's made a lot of money in his career, so I don't know if he'd be willing to come back and play for us. Say, I don't know, $1 million. I would probably lean toward that being a no, but yeah. Padres don't seem to be in place right now, at least with their budget, where they're, you know, prone to spend, you know, major dollars on somebody. So you're probably looking for right now before the trade market really gets going, and we can never discount again, you know, AJ making a early trade for someone significant since he did it last year with the Rise. But you're probably looking at, you know, guys, I mean, just look at the Rays. They picked up Travis Jankowski, and he got a couple hits and a run yesterday in a two-run game. So he might be looking at, you know, that kind of tier guy, but right now the Padres do have to shake something up, it seems like.
Dennis, you know, I said earlier this morning, if I knew the Padres were going to have Gavin Sheets hitting second all year and Oscar Gonzalez hitting fifth all year long, and this was just the lineup, then I would be concerned. It's not deep enough to put together a ton of rallies, but I know I know players are coming back, and I saw what they did earlier in the season. I guess the worry for fans is, was that the mirage? And when the, you know, when Jackson Merrill and Luis Arraez and Jake Cronenworth and Jason Hayward come back, are they also going to continue to struggle like everybody else is, or will they start playing? I mean, maybe not quite as good as they did early, but are they going to just start picking up where they left off, essentially, and playing good baseball? Where do you kind of land on that side of the fence of, yeah, this is a really good team that's going through a bad stretch because of injuries, or there are actual deeper concerns that were being somewhat obscured by the fact that they were getting some breaks and everything was just going their way for the first 3 weeks of the season?
I thought Mike Schilt put it well after yesterday's game to just briefly paraphrase him. I think he said something along the lines of, it's not as easy as they made it look, you know, the first couple weeks of the season, and it's not as bad as it is right now, or as bad as it feels right now, that is. So, yeah, they're somewhere in between, probably those two extremes. And, you know, with apologies to Mike, this has been a roller coaster because we've seen their ceiling and there's the first 2 weeks of the season, and then we've seen their floor, which is, you know, partly due to guys being out. But I think another fact that we have to point out is, you know, guys are going to continue to be out or to get injured. Unfortunately, that's just part of the game. So you can't just bank on all those guys returning and being 100% or everybody staying healthy eventually. It's going to happen, unfortunately, reality of the game. So. And also, I don't think you can bank on the bullpen keeping up this 1.6 ERA all season. So they've really been saved by their bullpen in quite a few games. Not so much recently when you can't score at all. But I think, just the reality of this team is it's not as good as it was the first 2 weeks of the season, obviously, and not as bad it is as things seem right now. So a lot of that's going to bank or hinge on the injury returns for a few guys, but at the same time, guys are going to continue to have to step up, and there are guys who are going to have to come up from the minors or, you know, from outside the organization and step up and help this organization.
Yeah, as it turns out, last year was just one of those kiddie coasters at the fair on the infield that go up like 2 feet and then down 2 feet. This is Six Flags. This is the highest roller coaster now, you know, careening down to the bottom woods, it looking like about as bad as a team that you've got right now. This is a true roller coaster.
Well, no question. And, you know, I know you wrote about it in your latest piece, the Xander Bogaerts kind of spiral, pre-fall, whatever you want to call it, not living up to expectations since he got here. I mean, look, he takes a lot of criticism, and I think a lot of it is well-deserved. We have said before, he's an accountable guy. He'll get in front of the media and say, I suck. But I think at some point, you know, you do want to see results. And, you know, you nailed it here. Chasing his first home run, he's not driven in a run in 16 games. You know, I don't know where you hit Xander if you're Mike Schilt. I in the driving and run position of cleanup is kind of a tough look. Dennis, I don't know where you put him. I really don't. And I don't quite know what's wrong with Xander Bogaerts.
I agree. I mean, if Tershore Nellis had come up and was setting the world on fire right away, that would make it easier for the coaching staff to justify hitting, you know, Xander maybe sixth or seventh right now. But with their injuries and the amount of guys they have out and the guys who come up from AAA, kind of showing why the PCL is the PCL. It's they're really hitter-friendly league for a reason. You don't have a lot of choice. I guess, yeah, you could put him ninth, but you have a couple catchers who barely have any hits over the last couple weeks. Although, you know, I guess Elias Diaz had that home run in Detroit. But, that's not something you can expect every day. They're paying Xander a lot of money. They have to hope that he turns around. I don't think, you know, putting him eighth or ninth in the lineup would be great for his confidence, which can't be high right now. But yeah, everyone's pressing on this team, and it's April, so everything's amplified and magnified. So I think some of this just needs more time to play out. I know a lot of, you know, fans are already tired of, you know, certain players and Xander being a prime target because of his contract. But he's a guy who's done it before. You know, he's not getting any younger. That goes without saying. But, you know, he's a guy who's going to have to step up and produce.
And talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning, and Dennis, tell us, like, it's one thing to hear it from us. They get tired. I'm tired of talking about it, to be honest. But to hear it from you, I mean, you're really stuck. in this deal. Like, you're stuck right now. No one's going to want – A, nobody's going to want to trade for a player with declining numbers and value, right? Nobody wants to pay for that. They're not going to eat his contract. There's no team in baseball that's going to say, yeah, we'll take him off your hands, right? I mean, you really are kind of stuck here. There aren't many options. And the Padres, I don't know the current state of their finances, but I know they can't afford to eat $250 million. That I do know.
Yeah, and can they afford to trade, like, Ethan Salas away from him just to eat, I don't know, half the contract right. And just spitballing here? I know, I mean, but this was discussed in the offseason. It was probably kicked around a little bit internally at Petco Park. You know, how do we shed some money here? And obviously, they didn't really end up shedding much money. They ended up taking on just a little bit of money, but they had a lot of internal raises from contracts that were that included, you know, raises to guys. And Xander is their shortstop right now. It's kind of, I guess, ironic on a team that theoretically has so many shortstops. The guy playing shortstop or starting a shortstop right now is the guy who's underperforming the most. And defensively, he's clearly not the same guy that he was a couple years ago, or even just last year, it seems like, before he got hurt with a shoulder injury. But yeah, I think if this keeps up, you know, pretty much all season, you're going to hear those talks again next offseason. You know, the Padres are looking to maybe attach some prospect capital, what limited prospect capital they have potentially. But, you know, AJ always seems to find ways to guys to zoom up the prospect rankings. So if he can, you know, get a team like, I don't know, the Boston Red Sox, if they're feeling nostalgic to take Xander Bogaerts' contract, I expect that'll be a conversation to be had in the offseason again. But at the same time, it's early in this 11-year deal. So, yeah, they're just going to have to hope and pray that he comes around a little bit.
Prospects like David Morgan, who Woods and I have been saying for really years now, when is this guy going to get his chance?
I couldn't wait.
We constantly talked about David Morgan all spring training. I mean, you couldn't get us to shut up about it, honestly, Dennis. We had never heard of David Morgan.
Never heard his name. I swear to God, I have never heard his name.
This is why you're our insider. What did you know about David Morgan before they called him up?
Not much more than you, so I wouldn't feel too bad. Yeah, look, he wasn't on the 40-man roster before Logan Gillespie hurt his oblique the other day, and that's going to be an injury that keeps him out for a while. But David Morgan, you know, to his credit, has really risen up the ranks since he was an infielder and not a pitcher at Orange Coast College up the road in, you know, Orange County. And he started pitching, I think, his final year in college in 2022. And as a former position player, he's athletic. He's pretty jacked, so he throws hard. So that's always nice. But, yeah, he sounds like he developed a nice slider in the minor leagues, has a career ball to go with it. So, yeah, guy who's struck out the world in AA so far this season. And, you know, they had an opening with Logan going down. So, yeah, good for a guy getting a chance. And, by the way, he played for, you know, John Altobelli at Orange Coast College. So it's a nice story of a guy who, you know, obviously John Altobelli passed away in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash about 5 years ago. And I think his wife and one of his daughters was with him, so very tragic. And I think he's a guy who sounds like, you know, had a big impact on a lot of people, including David Morgan. So a nice story of a guy who's, you know, I think honoring a former mentor by coming up to the majors.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you for being on top of things for us, Dennis. That's what you're here for. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Appreciate you,
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, brought to you by Hamul Casino, our Padres, Ben and Woods Linsider, who knew a little bit about David Morgan, but didn't sound like not much
more than us.
Not much more than we did, at least a couple of weeks ago. He wasn't on anyone's radar. But, yeah, those strikeout numbers were pretty insane, and it'll be cool. He'll get to make his debut soon, and Ryan Burgert got to make his over the weekend in relief, which is a nice moment. I mean, it seems like the pitching depth is fine for the San Diego Padres. I mean, we haven't even seen Brian Hoeing, who was transferred to the 60-day injured list but could be coming back. We haven't seen Sean Reynolds yet. Some of the arms in spring training, like Bradley Rodriguez, are still throwing well. I mean,
does it lead to
trades?
Yes. Like trading from a position of power, and my God, how many teams need bullpen help? We've got some. Do you have a catcher that maybe is not getting the playing time that you would want? Do you have a potential bat that
like we could fix the Cubs entirely
today,
probably with our bullpen? Do we want to? Is the question
this afternoon?
Because you're going to have to, you know, beat them eventually in the playoffs.
And you don't want somebody coming back and Sean Reynolds just shoving it down your throat,
right?
You know, but again, this is how it works, and it's literally our only position of depth right now. You know, I saw our buddy David Jay from Manfriars talking about the Cardinals. They have catching depth right now. You need a catcher. I think, you know, there's a couple of deals to be made. You know, we're impatient. Padres fans are impatient, and for good reason. It's been a long time. So I do understand, like, needing to fill and add. There's names out there, and I see JD Martinez thrown out. JD Martinez turned down like a $12 million deal because he wanted 15 or 18 or something. Like, I don't think that's in the budget. Somebody mentioned Brandon Drury. He's out there today, cut by the White Sox, which doesn't, again, make a lot of sense. But what are we missing?
So is Gavin Sheets.
So is Gavin Sheets. But, like, there's some names out there. You wonder if today or tomorrow might be a day to go out and add some pieces.
Yeah, I was thinking there wasn't much you could do. But as Dennis reminded us, AJ Preller was very active this time of the year last year. You know, Donovan Solano wasn't on anyone's radar. David Peralta was not really on our radar.
Jury's hurt, I guess. Well, I did not know that.
I mean, but there are, you know, do I want Anthony Rizzo on this team? Is he going to fix everything? I don't think so, but I mean, it wasn't even someone I was thinking of until Dennis brought it up as a possibility. We'll see if the Padres do something. I know we have one more hour coming up. We can talk about the rest of baseball over the weekend. Paul's got his Rondle report as well. Basketball playoffs continuing. SDFC all coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Whoa.